A calm spirit glorifies God. Blessed are the meek. The difficulties we encounter may be much lessened by that meekness which hides itself in Christ. If we possess the humility of our Master, we shall rise above slights, rebuffs, and annoyances. They will cease to cast a gloom over the spirit. He who under abuse fails to maintain a calm spirit robs God of his right to reveal in him his own perfection of character. Lowliness of heart is the strength that gives victory to the followers of Christ. Those who reveal the meek and lowly spirit of Christ may be looked on with scorn by the world, but they are of great value in God's sight. The poor in spirit, the humble in heart, whose highest ambition is to do God's will, these will be among that number who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The sense of unworthiness will lead the heart to hunger for righteousness. All who long to bear the likeness of the character of God shall be satisfied. Love will expand the soul, giving it a capacity for higher attainments, for increased knowledge of heavenly things, so that it will not rest short of the fullness. The merciful shall find mercy, and the pure in heart shall see God. Every impure thought impairs the moral sense and tends to obliterate the impressions of the Holy Spirit. The Lord may and does forgive the repenting sinner, but though forgiven, the soul is marred. All impurity of speech or thought must be shunned by him who would have clear discernment of spiritual truth. But the words of Christ cover more than freedom from sensual impurity, more than freedom from that ceremonial defilement which the Jews so rigorously shunned. Selfishness prevents us from beholding God. Until we have renounced self-seeking, we cannot understand him who is love. Only the unselfish heart, the humble and trustful spirit, shall see God as merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth. Blessed are the peacemakers. The world is at enmity with the law of God, sinners are at enmity with their Maker. As a result, they are at enmity with one another. Human plans will fail of producing peace, because they do not reach the heart. The only power that can create true peace is the grace of Christ. When this is implanted in the heart, it will cast out the evil passions that cause strife and dissension.